With a special edition of What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded that the Trump campaign did not conspire or coordinate with Russia to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. But the report, which comes after a nearly two-year investigation, still leaves many open questions. Joining me now from Washington with the latest is Wall Street Journal reporter Aruna Viswanatha. Aruna, let's review these broad conclusions, which Attorney General William Barr released late Sunday. From the details that have been sent to Congress, what do we know?
So we know that, one, the special counsel's investigation was really broad and wide-ranging, issued 2,800 subpoenas, 230 orders for communications, 13 requests to foreign governments, interviews with 500 witnesses. So very wide-ranging two-year investigation. That's the first thing we know. The second thing we know is that he did not find enough evidence to establish that the Trump campaign was conspiring in any way with Russian efforts to interfere with the 2016 election. So that sort of answers the collusion question. He's saying there wasn't enough evidence to establish that there was any collusion. So that's point number two. Point number three is on the other big question, which was, did President Trump try to obstruct the investigation? And on that, Special Counsel Mueller left that question open and said these were hard questions. He outlined the evidence on both sides and the legal questions and left it for the Justice Department to make a determination. In the letter, Attorney General Barr says that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein came to the conclusion that there wasn't enough evidence to establish that President Trump tried to obstruct the investigation, and they have resolved that question for Mueller, according to this letter. So those are sort of the three main takeaways, I think, from this letter that we have.
We also heard from the White House on Sunday, which called the investigation a complete exoneration. What else have we heard from the administration?
They are sort of taking a victory lap to some extent with this. They're pointing out the finding of no collusion between the campaign and Russian interference efforts, and no finding that the president tried to obstruct the investigation. That essentially sums up what they're saying, the complete exoneration. I mean, Special Counsel Mueller did make a point of saying in his report, according to this letter, that while the report did not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. So the letter specifically says it doesn't exonerate the president, but the sort of top level conclusions are leading the White House to say it's an exoneration.
I've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Aruna Viswanatha about the conclusions of the Mueller report. Coming up, we'll have more details on what comes next. I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Aruna Viswanatha. Aruna, certainly even before this report was released to Attorney General William Barr on Friday, there have been calls from Congress and the general public to make it available. That's something we do expect to continue playing out in the days ahead.
That's right. And that's really where this battle is going to be playing out. The letter, in the letter, Attorney General Barr makes note that the full report contains information that was obtained via the grand jury, and therefore the ability to disclose it might be somewhat limited. These rules are designed to protect the grand jury process and allow prosecutors to obtain very sensitive information about people under criminal investigation. But then if that amassing of evidence doesn't result in an indictment, then they're really limited in what they can traditionally then disclose. And so that's the argument that's going to be playing out over the course of the next weeks and months, whether Congress is going to be able to obtain that grand jury information or not.
And finally, to recap this nearly two-year investigation, while it did clear the president of conspiring or coordinating with Russia, it has led to criminal charges against 34 people and the convictions of five Trump advisors. This could still have implications for the Trump administration.
Yeah, and it's clearly not done at this point. There is an investigation by federal prosecutors in New York into the inaugural, and longtime Trump advisor, political advisor Roger Stone is set to go to trial later this year. There are a lot of loose ends. And so this is by no means the end, but it is sort of a climax of sorts in this long-running drama.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Aruna Viswanatha joining us from Washington with the latest on the conclusions from the Mueller report. Aruna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
For more information and the latest developments, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. This has been a special edition of What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.